We went to Panama City with, you know, Jackson's friends and their parents, which is awesome.
It was so much fun.
Good.
And every night the guys would watch Band of Brothers.
Best show ever.
It really is. It's a brutal, very realistic World War II movie. And, but it's, there was one scene where it's this guy who's a young soldier, and he's in battles, and he's just freaking out, and he freezes, and he's just basically standing in his foxhole, and he's got that look, and he's just not doing anything. And one of the good soldiers or whatever just comes up, and he says, he basically tells him, your problem, I know your problem is that you have hope. He says, you have to realize that you're already dead. You know?
Dang.
And him saying that turns this kid around, and he becomes okay. Yes.
Yeah.
So that kind of to me in marriage is the same thing.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
But hope is not, the hope I saw is that when you're in marriage, it's you die to yourself. It's this whole trying to cling on to this, you know,
Christ,
your life, and you're just the way you want things to be, instead of just digging in and saying, okay.
You don't necessarily lose really hope, good. But the hope is in dying to yourself.
The hope is in yourself and in your dreams and your own perception, the way you think things should go on your own.
Yeah.
But real hope is
dying to yourself, like in a sense. Yeah. That's what Christ said.
Sure. I was listening to Kevin James. He was on Joe Rogan.
Oh, I listened to that too, yeah.
Yeah.
And he was talking about a similar thing to that is he's always struggled to lose weight.
I wrote this down.
And it was so cool because his insight was awesome because he's like...
I wrote it down. Do you remember what it was? Go ahead.
You can go for it if you wrote it down.
It was just like there's a louder voice saying, don't do the thing, but you need to let your weaker voice be the boss.
Yeah.
And the weaker voice says, no, we're going to do this thing, even though you're... The loud voice at the time was like, don't do it. Sit on the couch. You just did a lot.
Yeah.
But you got to let the weaker voice be the boss. Is that the part?
Yeah, no, exactly. He said, like, if you were to go to my house, you would think The Rock lives there with all the gym equipment that he has. He's like, Joe, me and you, we started jiu-jitsu at the same time. I was so excited. I bought all the equipment for it. I thought about it. And then it was like a week later, and I was like, I'm really going to get sweaty on the floor with these dudes and roll around.
You got to put on the gi.
Yeah, you got to do all this stuff.
And so he's like, I don't know. I went away with it. And he's like, I can do something for like a very short amount of time. Like he lost 60 pounds in 3 months or something like that.
He fasted for 40 days.
Yeah. he fasted for 40
days.
Yeah.
Wow.
Only water. And he's just like, but I put it back on in a month because I just like, and then Joe was like, I listened to that little voice in my head that's saying like, I don't want to do the cold plunge today. And then I'm just like, well, now I got to do the cold plunge. And then he like punishes himself for not doing it. He's like, no, I got to do it for a minute longer. And like, he allows that voice, which is Kevin James explained, it was dying to yourself. It's like the thing that your body doesn't want to do, but it's actually the thing that's good for you. And it's actually like I was actually wondering if Kevin James was a Christian
because that's an extremely Christian thing to do
and mindset to have. It's just like the things that you're thinking about and wanting to do that make you feel good, you have to set them aside to be like healthy.
But Joe Rogan was actually saying a lot of the stuff about, you know, superseding that questioning voice, which I thought was good. And then Levi had something on his Instagram that kind of falls in line with that idea about the faith and feeling thing. Do you remember?
Oh yeah, it was.
I had you send it to me because it was like,
it was cool. It was basically the premise is like, what if the, I can't remember the first part he said, but what if like,
Authenticity.
Is authenticity and effort
would have been
are not mutually exclusive. Like they're not the effort isn't the opposite of authenticity is what it was.
Means if you're trying to do something, well then that means it's not really authentic. If it's authentic, then you'd want to do it. No,
right, that's what the guy said. Yeah, right.
Which is cool because I was like, I'm like, man, I think that in its on its own, I think that all the time.
Yeah,
where it's like, for me to be authentic, it has to be effortless.
Right. Mm.
So I have to almost like, you know, I have to not try. I think it might be a Midwestern thing, like the whole like Midwest bracket.
Yeah, I think it's over.
I didn't spend that much money on it. Like I didn't put in as much as I got out, and that's more valuable. But what he was saying is like, it could be the same thing, especially with your relationship with God is what he was saying.
Yes. Mm.
He's like, what if the moments where I don't want to read my Bible or I don't want to pray are the most true form of love? because I'm setting aside what I want. Mm. And instead, it's not me being, you know, inauthentic. It's not me being like not myself or fake. He's like, it's actually me being my, like, it's a true form of love to set aside what I don't want to do or push through what I don't want to do. And not like to be ashamed that I don't want to do it, but to do it anyway.
Yeah. It's good.
Because it's so like good. A real because
if you
love.
Think of the opposite of authentic, it can seem contrived. So really when you're not used to doing something, it's always contrived.
Yeah.
Because you're not accustomed to it. You're not used to it. It's not your norm.
Yeah.
So you got to get past the, that, and that's what this guy says. It's not feelings. It's a faith. You know, just have the faith that you will have authenticity.
Well, it's like motivation. You're like, well, I'm going to wait to do this till I get motivated. Well, most things you're not going to be motivated to.
Yeah.
But you find like even with working out, the doing motivates you.
Yes.
It's just the reverse.
That's another thing.
It's the other way around.
Yeah.
That was another thing I saw. Someone said, you don't need motivation. You need consistency.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true. Like, because you can be motivated to do anything.
Yeah.
But that's just a thought. Mental thing.
I think that's what in the Bible, like that's exactly what it teaches. It's like a daily discipline. And like, there's these, like sometimes our ideas of Christianity is like this grandiose picture of life changing, which is true, but in a way it's a daily bread manna situation. It's just like a simple daily choice to follow him when it's difficult. Like I heard something the other day, like, worship is not singing songs in church. That's singing songs. Worship is obedience to Jesus and what he tells us to do.
Yeah.
That's your spiritual form of worship.
For sure.
And so he's like, you can go to church and sing songs. That's fine. But like, don't call that worship. It's like that daily, even with exercise or whether it's eating or studying or whatever it is. It's like, that's a daily commitment to doing those things. Then it becomes a part of your life. Then it's who you are. And I think with Christianity, like, or whatever it is, it's like, if we don't make these things a part of your life, it's always going to be a struggle because it doesn't seem because it's not coming out of you anymore. It's not authentic a part of you because you're not actually practicing. But now like you playing guitar, it's like, because you practice so much, the creativity to do it is flowing because you have the basics covered.
Yeah.
And so now everything, when you sit down on guitar can be like basics already accomplished. And now it's like, now what can I create with it? And so like, but if you didn't take the, if you didn't grind, you wouldn't have that.
Well, and it's like with comedy, it's like, that's the one thing that, you know, I had a lot of quit in me, you know, if I didn't like it
for sure,
doing something. Whereas with comedy, it's a constant, like you said, consistency is that I put myself in positions where you've got that sharp pain you know, that day of, you know, you have to be in front of people doing your thing, but it's working through that.
Yeah.
It's saying, I'm so glad that I did that because in anything in life, it's always, you're paying up front, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're, it's not like a credit card we're going to pay later. You're doing the work now.
Mm.
And
because the word authentic,
you're always glad you did.
Yeah.
This might be an old thing to bring up, and maybe this is from a few years ago, but a lot of people throw that word around, authentic. Do you think that's still an issue today? And I think, do they really know what that means? Like, that's not my authentic self. Or, you know, have you heard this?
Yeah, I don't think people know what the authentic self is.
And I think,
once again, like with the Married at First Sight, people don't know what the end game is.
Yeah,
right.
There's no plan.
Yeah.
And they think, I think they believe it's just going to work itself out, and it's just not.
Well, the other thing is like, what the heck is, I don't want whatever my authentic self is. It's like, I don't want that.
That's what I was thinking.
Because it's negative.
Yes.
Because if I just did what my authentic self would do, it would be probably pushing people out of the way and just doing what
I
want to do.
That's what I was picturing too.
Which is just like a horrible thing to do. And that's why it's like all stems from dying to yourself.
No, so but I think they blame it. I think they blame their behavior on being authentic.
Yeah.
So they'll say or do crappy stuff and they'll be like, well, I was just being authentic.
Yeah. I was just keeping it real. Right. You don't have any friends.
Well, can't you? Yeah. You got to keep it. Yeah, sure. Keep it real. But like also.
Yeah, for sure.
Like do it in love. Like,
well, we're watching
Walk in Love.
You guys were watching The Bachelor last night.
Yeah.
And I came in at one part and this girl was like, yeah, I know it didn't work out between us, but I just like found the answers I was looking for in myself.
Yeah. I was like, what does that even mean?
Ooh, that sounds empty.
What does that mean?
Like what?
Unless she was talking about God, but she didn't sound like it.
It doesn't make any sense.
Well, okay. She found the answers in herself.
She found her answers for the questions she had in their relationship in herself. Which is the whole dating herself.
No, she's an Instagram influencer now.
Sorry.
Yeah. Right.
She found out that the show gave her a lot of followers. And so herself came to the conclusion that she's going to start doing brand deals.
So that worked out.
Well, like, it was kind of cool today because I went to Walmart, which is super cool. I went to Walmart and I was trying to park and pull into this spot. And there was kind of like a girl and she had a cart and she like, I could tell she didn't really know where her car was. Like she didn't really know where she was going. And so like at one point, like I was about to like pull into this empty spot and she was like kind of standing in the middle of it. So I just like had my blinker on, was waiting. And then she like got mad at me and like lashed out. Like I could see her like yelling at me and like, and I was like, oh, that was weird. And then I just was like, I kind of gave her a look like, what the heck? And then I like kept going. And then while I was in the store, I was like, you know what? I release her from my judgment in Jesus' name. Like, I bless her. And like, I was like, Lord, I thank you that like she lashed out at me because then her brokenness was like brought to my attention. And now I get to pray for her.
That's cool.
And now I get to like pray blessings over her life.
Yeah, that's
and
good.
Like, may that be like the best mistake she ever made, that like, maybe she like lashed out in anger towards a stranger, but I get to be a stranger that has Jesus and I get to like,
that's
turn
good.
My like hurt into like something that's good, you know? And it's like, that's part of dying to yourself is like, it doesn't have to do with me. She's not mad at me.
Right.
Like she doesn't know who I am. Like who knows what the frick is going on in her life. So it's like, why don't I be the person in her life that's able to like pray blessings over her and pray
and that's
that.
Hard to do. And that's not a natural.
Well, because you're in your pride.
That is the opposite of a natural.
That was not your authentic self.
That is your true self. Your authentic self is to like,
hit her with your car.
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. In my pride, I wanted to like walk over to her and be like, what the heck?
Yeah.
Why would, like, but then it's like, no.
Yeah.
Like,
well, it seems authenticity, it gets confused with, I think it's just a fear of losing control.
Yeah.
Like it's a control thing where like when I want to be authentic, I just want control of my life.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I have control of my life, I ruin it. So it's just like, you know.
10-22. I'm the last person who needs to be controlling my life.
My authenticity is poison to my life. It's not positive.
Yeah.
It's just,
honestly, like one of the best prayers I've ever prayed has been like this was before I met Luke. And you know, like when you're young, you want, who am I going to marry? And all this, you're always thinking about it. And I just remember being like, you know what, God, like, you know me more than I know me.
Yeah.
And you know what I need more than I do.
Right.
And so like, I pray that you just bring someone along in my life that like, you know that I need, you know, and instead of like, oh, he's like 6'5" and this, and this. And if he's not any of these, he's not the man for me. You know, like girls do that. They'll be
really?
Like, he's but checking. You know
he may be like,
he's checking all my boxes.
6'5" isn't that tall. 6'5" is not that tall.
So you got Luke who's
5'6".
Right. Just flip it around. 6'5", 5'6". Instead of a 32 on their ACT, maybe they got a 23 on their Luke ACT. Just flip it around.
Lord, I'm just praying for a strong 6. At least a 6.
So it's an Irish guy.
But no, it's cool because it's like with that, God can do so much more than if you're like holding on to like, no, ideas. He has to be this and he has to be that and like whatever.
Yeah.
And God knows, obviously. And then there's things in our relationship where I'm like, I didn't even know that I would need this in my life. And I didn't even know I needed to correct like certain things in my life that like now that I have corrected them, like my life is so much better.
Yeah.
And so I don't know.
And that's what happens is
that's with everything.
What
too.
You know, like with marriage, with like with Heather, she is the voice that I need in my head a lot. Like, why are you eating
right at midnight? Now? You're tired.
Why
I say this
hungry?
Every night.
I'm like, I don't know. I'm just
you're not hungry.
I'm just
you're tired.
A little bit. I'm having half. I'm only having half of a wafer bar.
Which, by the way, I don't say this all the time. I only say it when you eat like past 11. I'm like, you're just tired. Go to bed.
Yeah, and. It's right. Because in my authentic life, I would be like, I want somebody who's just going to, you know.
Yeah,
just,
let me do the
make a sandwich for you.
Yeah. Oh, you're eating two bowls of cereal at 1 a.m.
Let me
good
make it
boy.
For you.
Good God. Yay.
I love you for you.
I love you for being authentically you. You're crazy. You're just what God, I'm one of me. I just wanted a, you know, a moody husband throughout the day who gets to eat whatever he wants all the time. It's working. And I found that in my true self.
I found those answers in myself.
I mean, I'm my own inner coach.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah, no, it's true. And that's why people like, they don't know what marriage is. Yeah. It's like, yeah. It's they not just
want
that. Some,
they
like,
want somebody to just applaud.
Yes.
And just,
that
and
is
just,
what they want.
Yeah.
This is, you are doing great. Yes. Just tell them how great they are. That's what people right. want to know.
It's because, like, you know, how girls, I'm queen the queen. I deserve to be, mm-hmm. have this, this, and this. I, you know,
yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, okay, like the cool thing about the way God created guys is they actually want to give all those things to you.
Right.
Which is awesome. Yes. But like, that's not what it's about. So
it ties back to the, what's his name? Kevin James thing.
Yeah.
Where he's like, I think the thought of the thing is more enticing than the actual thing.
Right. Yeah.
And a lot of people, yeah. and I was thinking about this it's for true. Myself. I was just like, I was thinking about, I've been thinking about like relationships. And it's like, okay, the like reframing how I think about when I'll be in a relationship or whatever. And I'm like, if I looked at it right now, I feel like I'm too selfish in my thought of relationships
mm-hmm.
because I'm like, it is that thought of, oh, somebody who's like this for me, or like somebody that could do this and that could help me in this way. And I'm just like, man, I'm never going to, I'm going to think about this and never do it. Because the thought of it is way more enticing than the actual thing, I feel like. Because
yeah, I'll talk to somebody in a
relationship who's like going through it, and I'm like, that sucks. I don't want that in a relationship. Yeah. I want all the cool things. But it's yeah. like, you know, yeah. it's like anything. You do Muay Thai, and you're like, for a week, I knew a strong week. And then, you know, authentic me wants just to not do this anymore.
It's crazy, though, because humans, we like authentic literally me. never learn. Like New Year's resolution. Mm-hmm. And then you set yourself up for failure, and then you get hard on yourself, and then you just go back into the things you were doing previously. Discipline. That's why it's a daily too. Discipline, and it's patience.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's patience.
Yeah. I was thinking about like King yeah. David and that stuff.
Yeah.
Cause I was like, someone had like some word over me that is similar to David or whatever. And I thought about that in David, like King David, it was like, there's a lot he didn't do before he did anything of notice. Like in the Bible, you see the whole thing, but like to anybody else, he's just like, he's right. just a little, oh, works right. as sheep.
He's just a little guy.
He plays Shepherd. Some songs. He brings bread to his brothers. And you know, he was kind of like, he was all in from the start, but in reality it took a lot of him doing a bunch of other stuff. And the same thing with Joseph. It took a lot of him being in prison and right. like
yeah.
being basically at the point of God, just kill me now. Mm-hmm. Which he definitely could have done, but he didn't. And then it turned into like yeah, the patience reward.
Yeah, Joseph probably yeah, wasn't this. I mean, his father—he was his favorite or his father, but he had probably some issues
I'm for sure
that needed to be worked out. He was yeah. probably a little arrogant.
Well, for the sure. one like imagine telling that dream to your brothers,
yeah,
and not reading the room.
Yeah. yeah,
you know.
Then imagine being right.
He yeah. was right. He was right.
Imagine being like, I see.
yeah, especially that'd be wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when it came to fruition, when he was like the second in line, and he meets his brothers again, then he's in a different place.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas before he wasn't, you know, going to rub it in their face. It was almost like this is.
But if he was born into that, then he would be entitled, and then probably not have that humility. Like if he yeah. wasn't going to prison and seeing the position that,
mm-hmm. oh right, know, man. Yeah,
it's just like
yeah. yeah, it's a great point.
Crazy. I don't know. I think it's that. But also his purpose was not just for him to get back at his brothers. It was like he essentially brought.
He saved Israel.
The line of Israel because he was able to yeah. persuade the king and be like, these are also our people.
He and saved brought them into Egypt. All yeah. of Israel.
Yeah.
Through that action.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's
he
crazy.
He was patient. And as
when
like,
you really say what it is, it's like, wow.
It's amazing.
Yeah. It's like great. Because I'm doing the Old Bible Testament project. Writing yeah. Bible project thing.
Oh, yeah.
And. The patience thing's crazy because Jacob waited 7 years and they got
right,
Leah.
Right.
And then another 7 years, he's like, I guess I'll just do it again for Rachel. And then they couldn't like have children and it was weird. And then they, whatever, a yeah. bunch of stuff happened. But then Joseph saved Israel, obviously through God. But then like Pharaoh took over Israel and made them slaves and then mistreated them. And then it's just like these people that are like just sitting there waiting
yeah.
and then being super right. humble and having faith in what God is going to do. And then they like do this one crazy cool thing.
Yeah.
And then eventually they mess up and then whatever. But it's
all
like,
of us, yeah.
I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah. It's yeah. so cool.
I know you made me think.
Well, cause it that. Is, it was, I was thinking back when we were talking about like, you know, dying to yourself, like even Jesus had to like die to his flesh because like yep. when before he like was going to go to the cross, he was like, Lord, like, take this from me. I don't want to do this.
Right.
And, but he was like, but even still, it's like your will be done. Right. And like, even Jesus had to literally dyed his flesh.
Yeah. He was just crazy. Flesh. Yeah. That just proves that.
And so it's
flesh.
Like, if he had to do that, imagine how much more like
he was God, but he was flesh.
Yeah. And that. I think that, and the big part of that, why that was so significant, because, you know, Jesus is God. He is the word that became flesh, and he through him, that's how we see God. He's the person, the perfect personification of God. So he basically, you're being disconnected from yourself, really, from in the Trinity aspect of it. That was the big deal. That was the, you know, the pain of the cross and all that. It almost seemed secondary to that. You know, why have you forsaken me? Why it, that disconnection? I'm gonna, you know. Just being separated from that. And I don't know if theologically, you know, just the separation for however, how that worked.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the tragedy. You know, that was what I think he was like, God, you know, don't get me through. I don't want to leave you. Saying, I don't want to be.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, right. He was anticipating what the separation.
Yeah.
Right.
That's sense. Interesting.
That's wild. Yeah. And I didn't think of that. Mm.
This episode of the Tim Hawkins Podcast is brought to you by BetterHelp. You ever find that just as you're trying to fall asleep, your brain is like, hey, I'm not tired. Here's 1,000 thoughts I'm going to dump on you. But I want to sleep. Nope, I don't want to. Here's some things I want to put on a loop for the next 3 hours. Well, it turns out one great way to make those racing thoughts go away is to talk them through. Therapy gives you a place to do that, so you can get out of these negative thought cycles and find some mental and emotional peace. You know, therapy has been a great experience for me. It's just maintenance for ourselves. New challenges come up all the time. New coping skills are needed. Therapy helps you set healthy boundaries and puts you in a position to grow and create and control the things you have control over. Give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Get a break from your thoughts with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Hawkins today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Hawkins. But I think about these things deeply. I'm a very deep thoughts, Tim.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
You are, though.
You are.
I know you're
mocking, but you are.
You're on a subject, you have like crazy insights.
Yeah.
Even the dating thing of how women on a dating app have so many choices, so then when they see a flaw, then they write it off. Like, that's a very, very
thought out. Well, it's buyer's remorse to the nth degree. Like, when you go to a shop, sometimes you just want one choice. You ever been to a shop and there's 30? Yes.
You're like, I came for this thing, but now what?
Now you're stressed out.
Yes. Yeah.
So
that's why I love like little markets like Menino's and stuff. It's like, there's only one type Menino's. Of pickles.
I know.
This is great.
So good.
There's only one ranch bottle. There are no other choices.
It is good.
I have to get this Menino's.
One salsa.
Yeah.
One olive oil. Yeah,
exactly.
How far are you from Menino's now?
Like 12 minutes, maybe?
12 minutes.
I wonder how far we are. I think I would. Oh, I love going to Annie Gunn's, though.
There's nothing better than a small grocery store.
It's so great. We were talking about, like, if we had our own supermarket, who in our life would, like, where would we put everybody?
Most people meant to the meat market.
Yeah.
Levi's the meat.
We put mom and Levi deli. In the deli.
Okay.
Right. Because we were like, they would, like, fight and then, like, kind of, like,
and then
they would like talk to everyone and then they kind of bicker and then it'd be like funny and then
hey, I
be
love like loud. Can we, I'm going to go up to the counter and you're behind at the deli. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I just took a number.
Role play.
Hello.
14. 14.
I'm 14.
Four. What do you want?
I don't know. I can't read your sign.
15.
No, I didn't. I wanted a turkey. Do you have smoked turkey?
Yeah, I got smoked turkey.
You can see it in the case.
Do you have salami?
Yeah, I got salami.
Can I get some?
It's a deli.
Well, you sure can, or else I wouldn't have it.
How much is it?
It's so accurate.
What? How much do you want?
I want a pound and a half.
Of which one?
Turkey.
Would your voice go that high?
Pound and a half of turkey. Hey, Ma!
What?
Half turkey.
I got it.
How much salami?
Pound.
Pound... What was it?
A pound.
Pound of salami.
All right, coming up.
What else you want?
Cheese.
Oh, you just want cheese?
What kind of cheese?
Hey, Ma.
Yeah.
Give him a pound of cheese.
What kind?
Son. Hey.
I don't know. He said cheese.
Listen, son.
You're
Nikki,
not in the deli.
Nick, yeah. Stop yelling at the customers.
No, Dad's in the produce. Okay. He's stacking.
Right. Hear us.
He's stacking apples.
Look,
right now.
I'm spraying the lettuce right now, and you're like causing, it's just me. Get him what he wants.
Wow, he asked for cheese. What am I supposed to do? Give him a cow?
Do you have any of that potato salad you had last week, sir?
Does it look like
I got potato salad? 15?
He wants to help somebody else.
15.
Hey.
16?
No, wait, I think. What's your favorite?
16?
16?
What's my favorite?
Yeah, like, what's your favorite deli meat?
Hey, Ma, bring a whole pig.
Gotcha.
You're buying a whole pig. It's $600. Next.
$600.
$600.
You know his name is Archie, too.
And then you go up to the cash register, and it's him still.
Yeah,
you're like, wait, I thought you were back there. You go,
That's my brother.
It can't be. Actually, the brother's really nice because the cashiers are always really nice.
Yeah. Yes. We planned out a whole market based on this. We're like, our cashier would be Caleb.
Yeah.
Because he'd be like, oh yes. Buddy, you got that ulcer taken care of? You know.
So you're buying gas X again.
Brendan would be a bagger.
Brendan's a bagger.
Yeah. So it'd be Caleb and Brendan, it'd be like,
and it does get more aggressive by the time you get to the meat.
Yeah.
The meat is like the alpha males. Yes. And by the time the cash registers and the cart guys.
What are you calling like, Brendan? That's not very nice.
He's a smiley alpha guy.
It slowly gets more.
He's a nice alpha guy.
Man, grandma's also a cashier. Grandma Nelda.
Yeah. No, all Brendan says all day, paper plastic.
Grandma makes
the pies.
Grandma's bakery counter. Bakery counter lady is the sweetest lady you've ever
seen. Always at the front.
And perfect. She makes the pies.
Always at the front. It's because it always smells the best when the bake's at the front.
Oh, yes. Seafood, we said our friend Eli.
Yeah,
because he wouldn't know what to do.
Seafood guy's kind of timid.
I don't think I'd hire Eli. Yeah.
Wasn't it Eli?
Any wreck business.
No, Eli knows.
Eli and Sam
the seafood guy's a little more beta, a little more, little more feminine.
Well,
wait, you got
a little more agreeable.
Wait, then not Eli. Let's rethink.
No, Eli works. I wouldn't know. I don't know if I'd go so far as to say feminine.
No, they're a little feminine. I agree. You get the meat guy.
But well, because they wear a little beanie.
A little less combative. Guys?
There's definitely...
They're boatmen. They're seamen.
No, like if you're at home...
Guys, just move on. Move on.
Smile and wave, boys. Smile and wave.
They're boatmen.
SEA. Go on.
I agree.
guys.
No, hey, men of the sea. We'll just call them that.
Yes, men of the sea.
Men of the sea.
Men of the sea.
Definitely.
That's a word.
It is a word.
9 years old. Anyway.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. Feel
sorry,
like
it's so late.
It's so
funny. It's late. How long have you guys been doing this?
Oh, we haven't. I've never known a time where I haven't been doing this.
No. Tonight. What time did you guys start? I wasn't here.
Turn the air up.
What time did you start the air up, this podcast?
Luke's getting hot. He's sweating over here.
I don't know. 5:30. 6:15.
What time? How long have you been going?
This will be a double episode.
Almost 2 hours.
Yeah. Oh, it's a double.
We'll just double up. It's perfect.
We'll double up.
That's good. Double up.
Double up.
All right.
Double it.
That is a genius, though, idea.
It was actually fun. We ended up making a whole town, like the bank teller and the laundromat.
And the witch.
And the witch.
Wow.
The witch. The town witch.
Emma.
The police.
She works at the post office.
Yeah,
Emma.
Witch.
Yeah. Not even.
She's a postmaster.
Yeah, women at the post office are a little...
The local gossips.
Yeah.
They just go around and
Libby loved the guys at the post office in Cottleville, though.
Oh, they're awesome.
Do you?
They were her favorite.
Awesome.
I think my end goal is I want a town. I want a whole town. I want to own it. I want to be the mayor. I want to be big and fat. I want to be big and round and be the mayor and wear a tuxedo everywhere.
What's your name? Driving a big, like one of those big Chevrolet convertibles with the horns on the front.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, the old mayor was a big guy.
Every day.
I want to be a mayor of some steel town.
Smoking a big stogie.
Yeah.
Hey.
We're getting the train running right through here. Sure, it's going to knock down 400 houses, but that's the risk we're willing to take.
He's still holding on to his sideburn hair. That's all he has left.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Man,
the circus is coming to town.
It's going to be great.
I saw one of them moving pictures the other day. I want to be one of those.
moving pictures.
That's so funny. Has Spencer told you about the neighbors that they have that live as if they were in the 1930s?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
What do you I so want to meet him.
Yes.
Well, they moved.
I know they moved.
So they literally like dress like they're in the 1930s. They only use and buy stuff that is like from the 1930s. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like
downtown.
Isn't their whole friend group like
their whole
like
friend
that?
Group is like
it's quirky.
That.
Yeah. They had different things.
Like Keegan was like, they were cool. But like, isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
hey, like I don't think
that is crazy.
They use like landline, like they like do
oh,
all
I
that.
I love that.
Yeah. Yeah, like typewriters,
like the old crank phone. You put the thing.
What do they do
here?
For work?
I don't know. Couldn't tell you.
Okay. They own that. They sold their house and moved to another.
Dear operator man,
can I do it like my daddy can?
He's a seaman on the sea, on the boat. History, yeah, yeah.
We'll finish that song one day.
Yeah, you will.
We will.
I think we should do that, but like the 1730s. That's what we should live.
17
with the big stockings and the wig, the powdered wig,
the pilgrim.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, and I'm gonna give my kids typhoid.
Yeah,
typhoid.
Give my kids TIE fighters.
I'm gonna give them TIE fighters. A long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Far away.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I like that idea of creating your own.
It's very fun.
Special world.
Everyone out there, because I forget the people are out there. You guys should create your own grocery store.
Yeah, make your own grocery store.
Of your people. With your peoples.
I'm the CEO, of course.
Of the town or the
everyone's
grocery store?
Grocery store. This is copyrighted. I'm the CEO.
Oh.
So.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's the chain. You're opening a franchise of my store.
So what's
the
name? Could this be a game?
What's the name?
Lenny's.
Could you make this a game like
I
that?
See that?
Lenny's 24-hour meat
nice
market
no,
and pharmacy.
No, call it like Lenny's Mercantile.
Okay.
Lenny's like a Mercantile. Nice, like, that's old, like old. A cursive L.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And then just regular
like,
E and N Y.
I'm like, I'm for it though. I love grocery stores because in North Carolina, they got banging grocery stores.
They're really?
They're
like heaven.
Amazing. Oh, they're amazing. Like,
what's great about them?
Imagine Whole Foods, Dierbergs, and
Costco.
Menino's and Costco had a baby.
Yeah.
And it is a good baby.
What's it called?
I don't know if I can imagine.
I've been to
that.
The
Wegmans.
Wegmans.
Oh, Wegmans.
Oh, yeah. They
it's
have that Minnesota,
nice.
Too. Yeah.
It is nice.
So nice.
The bakery is amazing.
Like that one.
They make like legitimate sandwiches, and their salad bar doesn't look like it's been out for, you know, 24 hours. And the lighting's nice, and the fruit is all perfect. Mm. And everyone's nice.
Yep.
And it smells like cinnamon.
It's
and
amazing.
I think if grocery stores would just in general just improve their lighting. That's the
that
one
that is what
fluorescent.
It was. That's what
yeah,
it was.
That is what it is.
It was a warm. It was warm lighting.
The lighting is too bright.
Warm lighting, low ceilings.
Luxurious.
Yeah, yeah, the ceilings are so high.
I was like, I don't belong here. This is too nice.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was beautiful. That one, Harrison Teeter is another one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Harris Teeter.
Super
Harris
nice.
Teeters.
So, but we love grocery stores.
We got our engagement photos in grocery store.
We did.
That's right.
So. We love them so much.
Yeah.
Do you guys go to Straub's ever? I like Straub's.
Oh, I wish.
Straub's.
If I went to Straub's, I could get like a water probably. That's all I could afford there.
It's not always
so nice.
Pricey. Those guys,
it's pretty expensive.
Straub family are believers.
It's too. So
they should
nice.
Believe
in high prices. So
it's not all. They just have specialty stuff.
My dad,
I bought.
Because
I shopped there over on
my
Skeeter.
Dad went to the grocery store today. Mom was telling about diving into the grocery store. He got a container of watermelon. And he says it was $4, but then I looked at the tag and it said $10.
And you know how your dad likes to get a deal.
And you know he likes to get a deal. It's like, I didn't
know
it was $10. Man.
And he was just appalled.
Was it like for a
that's
pound
be,
or something?
I think melon sales
maybe.
Or the mafia. There's something
for
shady
sure.
going on.
Yeah, yeah. Because
you could buy a whole watermelon for $4.
Yeah.
But then cut it down and put a little thing. Eight.
Great.
50.
How many times?
This one was 10.
But you'd choose the 8.50 one.
You have
yeah,
done.
I would. A little salt.
Done.
Yeah.
Eat it on the way in the car.
I
can't
also,
be eating a whole melon in the car.
I think.
Cutting board.
You ever done that? Just cut it in half and eat it with a spoon while you're
oh,
driving?
Yes.
Kind of.
There you go.
Kind of
I miss the seeds, though. It used to be fun to eat watermelon with seeds.
Not a seed guy. Don't like watermelon seeds.
Yeah, but
seeds.
It just seems it's more authentic like it. With the seeds.
Well, yeah. As we've learned from this podcast, don't like trust things that are
authenticity is a sham. No seeds.
That'll be our. That's a good sign.
No seeds. They're like, what so is this random. Cause about? I have no idea.
Authenticity is a scam. No seeds.
I'm not trying to change anything. I like it just the way it is. No seeds.
Well, it was seeds. Now it's not.
Yeah. That's the true. That's the true point. Like, that we are in the future is that we can de-seed a fruit.
I know, it's
and
weird.
Still
dude,
have
you
the fruit.
Can choose your child's eye color now while no. they're in the womb.
I've heard about that. I think that's BS.
I don't know how you do that. If I knew.
It's called bioengineering.
What color eyes would you want them to have?
Oh, man. Well, you can do hair color, eye color. All that.
That seems crazy. I
think
understand.
I would pick.
Probably not.
Is that what
you're here we are talking about. We don't even know what we want. But now we're going to decide.
Exactly.
Even our babies.
Oh, that's I know
that's
what
what's bad. It's like the world is like, I can literally control everything. Mm. Down to the
yellow
color
eyes,
of
purple
my
hair.
Baby's eyes. What'd you say?
Yellow or orange eyes and purple hair.
There you go.
The next child.
The baby is a liberal jaundice.
That would happen.
Yellow eyes, blue hair. Next child.
That's crazy.
Blonde hair, blue eyes. Gotta have one.
Can have one normal one.
Yeah, the Levi, they had a kid. It's got yellow eyes, honey. Purple hair. So boy creepy. Came out with a big.
Looked like a snake.
Had a purple hair.
Your kids are like a. You get a clown car. Yeah. That's how your kids look like clowns.
I'm going to name them all obscure countries.
Like what?
Like Azerbaijan.
What? Malawi.
Georgia's not obscure.
Georgia's normal.
Yeah, but now when you see a purple-haired kid with yellow eyes named Georgia running around.
Ukraine, get over here.
Ukraine, Botswana. Yeah, I like some, that idea. Yeah. You know,
Luxembourg, like, stop African. Eating the cheese.
I'm so tired right now.
I am too.
I got to go home.
Exhausted.
I got to put a table together.
I got to go strip this dresser.
Wow.
Timing.
A long pause there.
Timing on that was
really
impeccable.
Do.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. It just
did you
sounded
get the
creepy.
Stuff? There's a good gel stuff.
Yes,
to
I got
okay.
it. I got it.
Oh, we got the stuff.
Oh, we got the stuff.
We got the stuff.
All right, we'll go good. Build your tables.
We'll build our yeah. tables. You build your towns.
We
build your towns. You,
we'll build our
we
tables.
We build our tables. You
build
your
towns.
Yeah.
I am loving the Rolling Stones.
Love that.
Really?
I have. I am.
The magazine or the band?
Well, okay.
What?
No, just Rolling Stones. Just Stones.
Rolling Stones down the driveway.
Just Stones that you see.
That's what Holland did today, actually.
Nice.
Yeah. My gosh, it's awesome. It's so simple but perfect.
Love that.
But you mean this is
so
a
the
new
band.
Renewed love?
Just I came around. I didn't really like them most of my life, and now
really.
And now it's
that,
just
I did not know that. We went to the concert.
It's just
didn't
it's
you
just
love that
good
concert?
Stuff. Good stuff. Oh, I loved it. I loved it. That's that was kind of the turning point. That was
a wow, yeah, fun.
Anyone else?
Levi.
I'm loving
sleep.
I'm loving the weekends again, baby.
Yeah, isn't that oh, fun? Yeah,
the weekends
fun.
Are so great.
It adds a spark
yeah,
to life.
It does.
It really does. I was like, man, I was just like, I've never been so excited for a Saturday.
Isn't
or
that
I haven't
fun?
Been this excited for a Saturday since high school.
I know, I love that.
And so that's a fun feeling to get back.
Yeah, because you haven't had that for a long time. When you think about it, you were on the road with Dad on the weekends.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like looking forward to the weekends.
Well, yeah,
you were you liked working,
time,
but not
most of the stuff I would do would be all one just sporadic, but mostly on the weekends.
Yeah,
I did a lot of church like work for church and stuff like that. So it was always like my Friday through
weekends.
Sunday was a busy time.
Yep.
And then my
that's true.
So like I've had like an inverse schedule for a long time, and I was really
good
like,
for you, man.
I was kind of
six
I wasn't
years
panicking,
that.
But I was like a little very nervous because I was like, man, this is like a total. Wrench in my normal like schedule, like the normal way that I do things. I was like, but weekends are fun,
aren't they?
That's
great.
Right. Weekends
they're
are the
great.
Best.
You get to that wake so up fun. A little bit later and do stuff. And everybody, all my friends also have regular work schedules, so that makes it even more fun.
Yeah,
like, we're
that's
all
really
off
good.
At the same time.
Yeah, it's true.
That's so great.
So that I think makes it even
yeah, you guys fun. Do a lot of fun, good stuff, so that's awesome. I'm loving that we have this venue down the street from us, 7 minutes away, and that we. When we feel like going to a concert, we just look up and see who's playing and buy tickets that day.
That's fun.
That's just so fun because yeah. It's like, I feel like going to a concert. And we might not even know who they are. Yeah. And we like the venue. It's very cool, very hip.
Yeah.
And it's 7 minutes away. We just, you know, last ones there. Well, last time we went, though, by accident, we were the first ones there. Mm. And then they wouldn't let us go leave and come back. So I was like, oh, we're stuck. But anyway, yeah, that's what I'm loving.
I'm loving watching Luke be a homeowner.
Oh, he's having fun.
Because he's like hanging stuff and like mowing the lawn.
He looks forward to it, he said.
Yeah, he like loves buying tools now. It's fun. So he like hung curtain rods. It was fun.
It looked good.
Honey, where's the hose?
The hose?
Where's the hose? I can't find the hose. You'll have those conversations.
Yeah.
That has been our past 2 weeks is Luke asking me where stuff is.
I just bought one before we moved. Where is it? It's a hose.
Yeah, we lost our drill and then we just bought another one.
That's right.
In the move?
I mean.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I need to unpack still from our move.
Yeah. It's going to be great.
Stuff I haven't unpacked.
It's going to be huge.
It's going to be
huge.
It's going to be great. Awesome. China.
We're all China.
We're so tired.
I think this is funny with tired Trump. Oh, Melania.
Don't just stop there.
Well, I'm not going to do anything like that.
I don't know what you're going to do after some of the other
stuff. I haven't brushed my teeth, but I got to get up because I have beautiful teeth.
Most beautiful teeth.
I love my toothpaste. Beautiful toothpaste. Makes my breath minty fresh. Freshest breath. Smelling the breath.
What do you think Trump dreams about real quick?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I slept last night. I was the king of the world. I own China. It was great.
He is Joseph dreams.
Make China great again.
All the stars bowed down to me.
Yes, all the stocks of hay.
I was playing whack-a-mole with Vladimir Putin. Winning every game. Whacking the mole. Beautiful moles, but they need to be whacked.
And I whack them better than anyone.
Sleepy Joe. I'm Sleepy Trump.
It's going off into dream world.
I think Trump just, he's just like himself, and then he just goes right to sleep. There's no transition.
Yes, I see
he
that.
He lays down everything up. Down.
He's out.
6 hours later, boom, me.
This is one weird question.
He probably sleeps standing up like a horse. You get the feeling I've never seen him laying down.
Oh my goodness.
What do you think he wears to sleep? Is that too far?
Suit. The big old suit. He loosens the tie a little bit.
In my mind, he wears like a matching set that's like blue stripes and then like a like nightcap.
No, I see the
yeah, like goes over like that little ball on the end.
Like a beret.
He has a little ribbing around the collar.
I think he wears just a white t-shirt and big boxers, like really big grandpa boxers.
No, I think it's monogram.
Yes.
Yeah.
He grew up like that. Convinced. I bet he did.
I think he has just like layers that he sheds, but he never gets fully undressed. Because like when he golfs, he wears the white, you know, he wears like the white button up with like the white pants or like white shorts sometimes. I feel like that's the base layer. And then he just puts the suit on top of that. Big old
red right,
tie.
Right.
Takes the hat off.
He just washes keeps layering. His hair.
Him and Charles
he had
same
a built-in
body.
Shower installed in himself. Like he does, he just bathes from the inside.
He doesn't even shower.
No,
he just takes water from the sink and goes like that. Mm-hmm. Calls it a day.
Doesn't shower.
Man, I've never thought like about that.
He just goes.
Just a little. Wee, wee.
I got a little dust.
And does.
Sleep steady. It's showtime.
Oh my gosh.
Diet Coke.
he bathes in Diet Coke.
Yeah.
All right. What's what are you loving, Luke?
Fiend. I'm so tired. I love
bed.
Beds.
He loves the bed.
No, I like owning a house. It's fun.
Yes.
Yeah, everyone, no. Mowing grass. Mowing your own grass is different. Yes. It's different. Everyone.
A little spring to your step. Do you wear the headphones when you
mow? He likes to mow. Oh, yeah. He always liked to mow.
Of course.
Too. It's amazing. Do you miss mowing?
No.
But you used to like it.
No.
He liked it.
Used to love it. And I like.
Dad used to get home from trips and we just wouldn't even see him. We just see someone mowing our yard.
That was his way to decompress.
down the yard with that big orange mower.
It's therapeutic.
Just mowing. Well, that's the thing that you start worrying about.
Like now that you're like homeowners, like things that didn't concern you before now do. Like if you hear a weird noise, that's like coming out of the wall.
You're like, money.
That's, now you have to do something about that. Or smells. Like, okay, what's... Can you hear that cash register?
Ding, ding.
Yeah. How much is this going to cost?
That's true.
But don't let it get you down.
No.
It's all part
so
of it.
So far, so good. 2 weeks in.
Well, things happen.
Every house is a money pit.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
I would love to be inside of a money pit. Big old pit of money.
Like,
what if you were in a money pit, but you were never allowed to get out of it?
I'd like it, I think.
You just want to stay there?
Oh, I just bring everyone in. Oh. How big's the pit?
But then we all have to stay there.
Everyone's in the money pit.
And what are we going to do with this?
Have a bunch of money.
Have a money.
And have nothing to do with it because you're stuck in the pit.
We throw money at each other.
So we go around.
Money.
The pit. Wow. I fell in the pit.
We fell into the pit. Okay. I fell into the pit.
Are you gonna put, are you outroing with music?
The
or?
Pit.
Night.
Lydia, you gotta sing it with
me. Oh,
the
pit. I fell in the pit.
Can I end it?